Well, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. How are you all doing? This is CA on iHeartRadio. Over here at a mobile podcasting location doing a pre-tape today with my brother Jeff, little brother Jeff. He'd probably say big brother here in a minute. And then also I've got Sarah with him, his girlfriend Sarah. Stand by one moment, gang. There we go. I had to, had to put that on there. Y'all are going to have to excuse me a little bit whenever you're doing pre-taping on our show today. I want you to stand by one moment. Before we tell you what's going to happen on our special Thanksgiving show, you're probably hearing a lot of mayhem. We're actually in the living room. They wanted to take it in the living room today, and I told them that'd be no problem. So if you hear background, that's because we got some family. We got Jeff's kids and got Annie over here. We're going to be telling you a little bit about what's going to happen on the show today. Let me get my music going. Hang on one second here. We're going to get a little bit of a jump start. Stand by one second. Get a little Dr. Funk in it. There we go. Hope everybody's eating plenty of turkey and dressing. I hope you guys are eating a lot of pumpkin pie, that is. Here in just a little bit, we got Jeff, my brother Jeff, and Sarah. And got my sidekick Annie, she's here, and I'm here too as well. So, have you been working your turkey off today? If you haven't, now's the time to do so. So, let's get a little bit of jumping jacks going, what do you say? One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Four, three, two, one. Let's talk about something for a minute. Before I get ready to introduce Jeff and Sarah and Annie on our podcast show today, what do you all have a lot to be thankful for? Well, we're going to be kind of going around that here in just a little bit. In fact, me and Jeff are going to be also talking about old times back in the day, what it was like with the Hall household. So before I get ready to introduce Jeff and Sarah, I'll just tell you guys what I'm thankful for Thanksgiving is my health. I'm thankful for having Christ in my life and also thanking God for everything he's done for me and what he's going to continue to do for me as we continue to press on and continue to grow with him each and every day. Hope you all are being safe. I hope you're masked up. Hope you're social distance. We're doing good. Everybody's fine. And over here at my mom's house doing a very special podcast. So stand by one moment. I am going to introduce Jeff and Sarah, and then on top of that, I've got Annie with me, and then we got Deacon Paul Brown. He's going to be calling. He wants to talk to Jeff, and he wants to talk to Sarah. He wants to talk to them and see how much turkey that they ate today. That's kind of a crazy deal, isn't it? We're fixing to find out. Okay, stand by one moment. I'm fixing to get Jeff on board. Before I get ready to introduce Jeff and Sarah with some special music, Christmas music, intro music. Annie wants to say hi, and she's here. Hi, Annie.
Hello, everybody, and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. You got it. So that's from Annie, and she's going to be around our little group session today. All right, let's kick it off, and we're going to also give him a round of applause and everything here in just a minute. I'm also going to give him some, Annie, I'm going to give him some morning crow. You think they'll like that?
Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go. Playing the intro music right now. Rocking around the Christmas tree.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring.
Now, did I hear that correct, ladies and gentlemen? I thought they were going to say lemon pie, because I know Jeff likes lemon pie. But let's give a cheer. Let's give a round of applause. And I'm even going to give a little morning crow, or afternoon crow, I should say. Welcome, brother Jeff. How are you doing, sir? I'm going to hand the mic over to you and Sarah. How are you doing, sir?
Well, see, it's been an honor, I should say, really. I mean, for years and years, I've dreamed about coming on this wonderful podcast. There goes Bryce and Sarah. Hey, everybody they're walking by. They must be in a hurry because they kind of ran out real quick. But like I said, so it's been years and years. I've been so excited just for the opportunity. And then finally, here it is. But anyways, my lovely girlfriend, Sarah. Say hello, Sarah.
Hey.
That's Sarah. Anyways, well, we're here to answer any of your questions, concerns. If you like it, be sure to click subscribe and then follow him on Facebook.
Thank you, Jeff. Yes, that's right. Follow me on Facebook, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Like me on Facebook for free. Isn't that right, Annie?
That's right.
Y'all bear with me. I got one mic down. Unfortunately, I'll probably be having to get me one. I might put it on my bucket list. But we're going to be kind of handing the mic around from time to time. So Jeff, here it is. It's Thanksgiving. We're over here at Mom's house and Dad's house, and it brings back a lot of memories, as me and you well know. Remember those days?
Yes, I do remember those days. I remember my fondest memories. I think I've told you about this, Sarah, in the past. Hey, Bryce, how's it going?
It's going great. What about you?
There's my son, Bryce Hall. And there's Sarah. Sarah. Sarah, hey. Sarah, do y'all want to come by and say a few words? Or?
iHeartRadio wants you to say hi. It's just a big
don't be shy.
I don't usually have words.
Say something. Give him a Feliz Navidad or something. What's Happy Thanksgiving in Spanish?
Feliz Acción de Gracias.
Yeah, there you go. That's Bryce, my son, whose multi-language availability is available on iHeartRadio.
I heard that live.
No, but when we were kids, see, I remember Will, our brother Will, he'd be like off playing with hamsters or something, fixing hamster cages. Me and you would have a one-on-one football game in the backyard.
Yes.
Which I always won, by the way.
In fact, let me just say this, Jeff, that Will was the veterinarian, or the want-to-be veterinarian in the family. And Brother Will, of course, there's three of us, you know. It's like the domino effect, me, Will, Jeff. So, Sarah, we'll keep your company confidential, but you're kind of into arts, right?
Yes.
So what kind of arts does she do?
She's an artist.
Graphic design.
Cool. What gets you to make a Morning Brew Christian podcast or something like that?
We ran across actually one of your signs that I guess we mirror imaged and it was like backwards. So we're going to try to turn that the right way for you.
Oh.
I'm just messing with you. Hey,
okay.
Follow him on Twitter as well or Instagram, is that right?
Yeah, Instagram, okay. C.A. Hall. FTW605. You can't miss it.
Cannot miss it.
And Twitter, of course, at Mornings Brew.
My question is, where is U.S. Marine Cody Hall?
U.S. Marine Cody is in Oklahoma, having the time of his life, apparently, with the cabins. But look who I brought. I brought my sidekick on Coffee and Conversation.
Oh, okay. Hey, there's Wild Bill. Coffee and Conversation. I don't know. Is that... Oh, Annie? Is that what we're talking about?
We're talking about the lovely Annie. Hey, Annie. Are you going to let Jeff over Gilbert give you a hard time?
Say that again?
Is Jeff giving you a hard time over there?
Nah.
Nah, that's just Jeff. That's just the way Jeff is. He's a go-getter. So here we are. We're kind of huddled over here, kind of social distance a little bit. But I want to dust your cap off a little bit, Jeff. I know you ain't got a cap on right now. But do you remember back in the day? Let's go back way back when Dad. There's Wild Bill right there. Hey, Wild Bill.
How you doing?
There we go. That's my dad. We're doing things random.
Random.
Okay,
buddy.
Jeff. Let me ask you something. Let me go back again. I'm dusting it off. But remember when Dad had that big old console, and it was sitting right here by the window that we're at.
Okay.
He had that console, and we made a traveling tape. Now, do you remember what my DJ name was back then?
Well, first of all, let me tell you the accurate version of this story for the millions of listeners out there. That is not necessarily how it happened, but the console, I was too young to even, first of all, the console had an 8-track tape player on it, not a cassette tape. The traveling tape came from my bedroom where I started this whole thing, and I brought you in as something like Captain...
No, C.C.
Oh, C.C. Oh, that's right. Yes, C.C. That's right. We'd have to spell it the dot, D.O.T.
Right.
Yeah.
Let me just dust your mind a little bit, Jeff. Annie, you believe what this guy's saying over here?
I'm not sure how to answer that. I plead the fifth.
I knew you would. Listen to him. Sarah, what do you think about this whole situation?
Sir.
You're on my side, right? Which side are you on? This side, guy's side or my side?
I feel like I'm going to get in trouble if I answer that.
That's why we clown around over here on the Morning Brew special.
He's just joshing with you.
All right, I'm just joshing. But anyway, so, yes, the C.C. and the J.. And so we made if a lot of you guys have talked about it in the past, but what we did is we made this travel version. Yeah, we made this travel version apparently in your bedroom. We had to kind
of
think.
You have one of them?
Yeah. Well, you need to bring that to me or make
a cassette tape?
I don't have a cassette tape no more. Well, I'm sure everybody would love to hear that.
I'm sure Mom's got one.
Yeah. Anyway, me and Jeff, yeah, we did our little traveling tapes for Mom and Dad. Now, that was back in the day where it was like the Griswolds, right?
Explain what a traveling tape is.
Yeah, explain to everybody what a traveling tape was back in the day. Here you go.
Well, hello. Thank you for this opportunity to talk to you guys here on iHeartRadio. Sarah, what would you describe a traveling tape as, in your words?
I have no idea what a traveling tape is.
Let me help you out with that. So it's going to be a cassette tape. Now, cassette tapes are what replace the 8-track tapes. And basically, it's a cassette tape that we would put in the car. We record here at the... Would this at that time be like Faye Studio 3 or something? I don't know. Back then in the
probably
day...
Probably Maggie Studio.
Maggie Studio 3, 1, 2. Anyways, so we would play songs that my parents liked mainly. And then we would like get on there and horse around. And I guess I kind of created this monster known as CA over here. Now he's a radio... Guru, Radio Jedi.
Well, I appreciate that, Jeff. There's kind of a little history on how I got into radio, which I love to share, you know, my testimonies from time to time. Let me ask you something, Sarah. I'm going to juggle your mind here for a minute. I want to play it's a little bit wild and crazy here, but what kind of Christmas songs, if you, like in your childhood, you know, we kind of date ourselves back on different songs that,
okay.
Christmas music.
Okay.
So what kind of Christmas song do you like that kind of touches your heart?
Well, Sarah is Jewish, so it's probably been more Hanukkah songs. For she would be more. But my favorite Christmas song would be probably, I don't know, all of them, unless you listen to 102.1 because they play it for a month and you get tired of it.
Oh, okay. Well, then okay. we'll just hold off on that. Sorry. Well, you know how that is. You know how that goes. Okay. All right. I remember that. So anyway, stand by one moment, Jeff. We're going to give you a little breather, and I'm going to come over here, and I'm just going to tell everybody, say Happy Thanksgiving. So, Devin, this is Uncle C. We're on here on iHeart. We're on iHeart Radio right now. I just wonder, can you do me a favor? Can you wish everybody a Happy Thanksgiving?
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we're just kind of gathered around over here at Mimi's house, right? Hey, look, I got a question, by the way. Don't tell your dad over there. What do you think about him finally being on the air after two years of wanting to be on the air?
I think it's about time because he keeps trying to convince me to get on here.
You're going to have a fan club before it's all said and done, pal.
He already has one.
I know. All right, Caleb. Are you going to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving? By the way, Caleb, he's a one-hit, Jeff, by the way. We need to talk about his random wave. I'm your biggest fan, ain't I?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, you are.
So let me ask you something. Are you wishing everybody a happy Thanksgiving?
Happy Thanksgiving, Rizzo. Let's get it.
By the way, he's a Falcon fan.
3-6, 3-7, baby. Let's get it.
So what do you think of Dad being on the air today?
Well, he did a good job.
I thought Dad did pretty good.
Thank you, Caleb. Love you, son.
Yeah, he likes that. So anyway, guys, just kind of, did I get that caught on the chair? Okay, Bryce, you're a good man. First thing I want to ask you is two things. Do you want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving in regular English? And then I want you to take it to Spanish, okay?
Okay.
So here you go, buddy. Okay.
Happy Thanksgiving to all of you. Y feliz acción de gracias a todos ustedes.
Oh, man. Woo. I don't know a word you just said.
¿Necesitas más o no? ¿Todo bien?
Así. Así. Sí.
Sí.
Sí, sí. Señor.
Okay.
Sarah, you have anything you want to say? Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
The lovely Sarah and Ebony.
You ready? Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
There you go. There we go, Carson. Thank you, guys. There you go. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. All right. And I know Mom don't want to be on the air. Dad, you want to say Happy Thanksgiving from a distance?
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving.
Mom?
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. There you go. We got it from a distance. Okay, Jeff, I got everybody to say Happy Thanksgiving.
I don't think Annie said it, actually.
Oh, yeah, Annie, listen. Oh, goodness, I'm glad you reminded me. Good Lord. What?
Happy Thanksgiving.
There you go. Now, she did say that earlier. She sure did.
She gets to say it twice.
No, that's okay. So I got Bryce Bryce said he was going to kind of sit down and join us in this little group gathering. Yeah. So, Bryce, have you ever thought about being on radio?
No, I have not.
Well, now you're on radio, buddy.
Well, there we go.
Let's give old Bryce a round of applause. This is inaugural, and we're going to give him a cheer, round of applause. Jeff, I'm also going to give him some crow this morning, okay? Or afternoon. That's right. How about a little beep beep? You want a little Roadrunner while you're at it?
What?
Roadrunner beep beep?
Sure.
There you go. All right, there we go. Okay. So, anyway, one of our other famous fond memories that we had, Jeff, as me and you talked about, not only did we do, how many shows did we do? Do you remember?
I'm very glad you asked this question. I remember me and Sarah was actually spent all afternoon racking my brain, trying to come up with them all. She would write them down as I would call them off, and sometimes she wouldn't write them down because she was doing her nails, and I was like, Sarah, why don't you write these down? And anyways, what was the total you got, Sarah? How many was it?
I'm not even sure what you're talking about.
Okay, because it didn't happen. Yeah, I'm going to say like six of them, maybe, if that answers the question.
It's just random, like the random wave
six,
today.
Seven,
no, I get that.
Hey, bro, have you ever been Randall nodding?
Huh?
Randall nodding?
Is that English?
Yes. Okay, we'll talk about it later. It's pretty fun.
Okay.
All right. Okay, well, there we go. So, okay, so I got a question for Sarah. If you were sitting on Santa Claus's lap, and he wanted to know if you wanted to know what you wanted for Christmas, and you were just kind of you just didn't know maybe what you wanted, and he was trying to guess what you wanted. Hang on a minute, we got a little bit of action here. We'll see you later. Hey, Carson, come here. You want to tell everybody bye?
Bye-bye.
There you go. That's little Carson. Hey, Carson. All right. Say, are you going to say happy Thanksgiving?
Happy Thanksgiving.
That's right. There you go. That's Sarah's son, Devin's son, Jeff's grandfather, me, great-nephew. Well, that's what it's supposed to be. Anyway, that's what happens when you go random. Anyway, Sarah, I lost my train of thought. So, you sit on Santa Claus's lap. This is an example. And you say, hey, I want this for Christmas. So if you had one thing you want for Christmas, what would that be?
That's a really hard question.
Okay. Well, we'll just...
I don't have time to think. Maybe shoes.
Maybe shoes. Well, there you go. Shoes. So that's a good thing. Okay. Here's what I'm going to do now, Jeff, before we close out here in just a little bit. That's what I'm fixing to do. I'm fixing to get the deacon. Are you ready for the deacon, Annie?
Yes.
She's ready for the deacon. She says, bring the deacon.
Calm down over there, but the deacon's
a little excited. Yeah, hang on a minute. I'm fixing it. I got to pull the deacon music up. Now, you are going to be hearing some background because we got some family leaving. And let me stop this for a minute. Okay, Devin, before you get the sound off, I want you to just talk just a tad bit if you want to and just kind of say anything you want to say.
I just want to say, the radio podcast show, the Christian Brew Morning Show, is the greatest podcast show in the Falcons.
Part of the Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. All right. Okay, well, that being said, I think it's time to bring the old deacon on. Let's see. You know what? I was going to do the Andy Griffin one for him, but you know what? I think you're going to like this one better. Where's Caleb at? Is he here? Or is he outside? Because normally he'll sing this way. Caleb, are you here? Or did he go outside? He might have went outside. Okay. Caleb, you over here, son?
I must be outside with
Devin. Okay. No problem. All right, here we go, Jeff. We'll bring him in on this kind of music. Hang on a minute. I haven't pushed the... Okay, yeah, there we go. Everything's random around here. All right, Caleb, if you're behind me, I need you to sing this song. Where's he at? I see he already left. No, but they hear her voice from time to time. Mom, you want to say anything from a distance?
Nope.
Yes, she does.
Okay, well, they probably hear you. All right, Jeff. Here he is, your friend, my friend. Let me get him over, all the way from the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas. They got him on the social distance. He was kind of in the area. Let's give him a little bit of afternoon crawl. Deacon Paul Brown.
Well, hello there, Jeffy. How you doing? Jeffy? Are you there?
Hey, do you got that $5 you borrowed from me last week and never got it back from you?
What are you talking about, son? $5? The deacon don't buy any money. So, welcome to the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. We thank you so much for listening. I tried to get your lovely son, Caleb, who was hiding around like a cantaloupe. So you were telling me about $5. What do you mean I owe you $5?
Well, you literally walked up to me and go, hey, can I borrow $5? I opened up my wallet and gave you a $5 bill. You said you'd pay me back at this week's podcast. That's
Jeffrey, now you know $5 doesn't go very far. Sarah, what do you think about that? Hello, Sarah. By the way, Deacon Bo Brown, Castleberry Baptist Church, Tyler, Texas. How you doing, hon?
Good.
You look a little mind-boggled over there. Now, Jeffrey, did you give her too much turkey over there to eat?
Did I give you too much turkey to eat there, Sarah? Hey, Ebony! Deacon, you said something about how she looks very good today. Is that my...
I think you got Annie choked up over there. Annie, you okay over there?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, that's all right. Anyway, that's just the way it is when it goes random, Jeff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, here you two are, and you came over here to your mom's house to eat turkey dressing and the fixings and everything. And everything's kind of random because we're not in the podcast studio today. So, I hear Brycey. Sound like mom about grabbing my neck there for a minute. Anyway, so, Bryce, come here for a second. Now, I'm looking at you, and you got a black mask on, right?
Yep, that's me.
Okay, so are you converting from the individual person to one of those Spanish wrestlers? Can you give me some more Spanish?
Sí, ¿qué quieres?
What in the world does that mean, son?
What do you want me to say?
Well, you just say anything you want.
Así quiero salir de esa apariencia para que me la no hacerse para que no quede. Pero yo tres por entonces quería saber por qué no me nací de gracia que todos los sacaré de hombres aquí hacer con ella.
No bueno.
Así, no bueno.
What does that mean?
No bueno.
No bueno. Well, I feel like I turned, you know, I turned it over there on the television. And I think I heard the Spanish channel, you know what I mean?
I'll see. See you, Iago.
See, Iago, there you go. So, Sarah, what do you think of this little wacky family that we have here?
Yes, Sarah. Let me see the mic now. Yes, Sarah. What do you think of this wacky family?
I think she sees dead silence.
No comment.
She says no comment. Bryce, can you say in Spanish to Sarah? Okay, so you, yeah, no comment, which means no comment is a good comment, right? Anyways, so Bryce, by the way, is going to be spending New Year's in Costa Rica.
Correct.
Yes. All yes, right. That's right. So we're so everybody, be sure to say a prayer for Bryce as he travels abroad into the Neverland known as Costa Rica. Okay. Anyways, do you Deacon or C or Annie even here? Let me give it to Annie. There you go. She has two hands full. Right back to C. And remember to like him on Facebook. Check that little box up at the top there and subscribe to this channel. And love, peace, and chicken grease.
There you go. All right. Hey, Deacon, I'll go ahead and let you go. I'm glad you stopped by for a minute.
Now, I just want to tell Jeffrey, I hope he has fun there, Miss Sarah. And you know what? Be sure to hide the lemon pie from that little boy. You know what I mean? He is a lemon fanatical. Do you ever make him lemon pie? Have you made that boy lemon pie? Have you been going to some place that... Now, there are places that do make pies. There are places that do make pies. So does Jeff go down and drop off and say, hey, let me drop you off for a second. You go find you some shoes or whatever you need. And then I'll go down and get me some lemon pie. Does he actually do that? Has he ever went down to... You haven't even met Baker Shine, have you, Jeffy?
I caught him hiding candy behind the washing machine.
Well, that's where it's at.
Who hides candy behind the washing machine? Jeff does?
Yeah.
Jeff, me and you need to have a talk. I tell you what, next time you're in Tyler, Texas. Next time you're at Tyler, Texas, we need to come on. You need to come on over to the Turnip Cafe, and have the old Deacon.
Deacon, we would love to. Matter of fact, we'd like to have you over maybe one night after we lock everything up in the house, maybe for dinner. No, we change our mind. We'll send you a check in the mail for a gift card.
Well, that sounds like a winner there, Jeff. All right, CA, back to you. Y'all have a happy Thanksgiving. Bye,
Deacon.
Bye for now, Jeff.
All right. Well, there you go. That was Deacon, Jeff.
Deacon. Hey, he took another $5 out of my wallet.
What? What's he taking $5 out of your wallet for?
He says for offering. Let him have it.
Well, he probably... Well, you know, he does the deacon, and he also does the... sings in the choir, too, you know.
I bet you love his voice.
Yeah, absolutely. So, all right. So, in closing on our random, crazy day, and just mind-boggled on Thanksgiving Day, there, you know, there's a lot of things to be thankful for, and it's always nice to have gatherings over here at Mom and Dad's house, and Jeff, I'm going to let you share a few closing thoughts with everybody on the iHeartRadio network.
Okay.
So, I'm going to hand the mic over to you and let you and Sarah say some closing thoughts, but what an honor and a privilege to have you guys on our show. I was telling I was telling Annie that I needed to get you on here.
Yeah.
So we went portable. Everything's random.
There's
probably not a lot.
We'll stop. We promise.
Right. Not. I've been tongue twisting all day today. Not a lot of music today, but more talk. So, anyway, through all this, Jeff, just want you to know I love you and I appreciate you.
Right.
You too, Sarah. So we're gonna hand the mic over, give you a little time, you and Sarah, a little time to talk. And you know what? If you had one thing to tell somebody. That was down and out. Let me have you do this. If somebody who's listening to this network, I got people listening all over from New Zealand to Colombia to Greenland to you name it. Anybody even in the United States. If you had one thing to tell somebody that was at a low right now, how would you encourage, because we're a very encouraging station, how would you encourage them? We want to share some thoughts real quick?
Here you go.
Well, I would. My best here. I think everybody's had that time in their life where they've been a little down, out, discouraged. All I can say is, what's that old saying? If you're going through hell, keep on going because don't slow down. Something about because you're halfway through. It's a song somewhere. I can't remember how it goes. But anyways, so just keep going. Keep your head up. Keep trucking on because keep looking up because that's where it all is. Never mind, sir.
Yeah.
And then we also want to say that... we listen religiously to the Morning Brew Christian podcast. See, we always wake up to it. Usually we try to put it on. And we just want to say good job. Great job, Annie. Nice to meet you. See, continue good work. He's a good guy, everybody. I've known him all my life.
There you go.
No, listen, I appreciate it, Jeff. I appreciate all your sweet thoughts. And God's really blessed this ministry work that I've done. And, you know, who would ever thought, you know, I think God was utilizing you. Come to think of it, I was sharing with somebody the other day. Before I let you go, I believe that God was working through you to get me in radio because what happened was, Me and you used to do those travel tapes all the time. And I know you got one. I'd sure like to get a copy made. And if anybody knows how we can get a copy of a cassette to convert a cassette over to, a CD? Or, yeah, email me how to do that, will you guys? Morningsbrew@gmail.com. Morningsbrew@gmail.com.
Hear one of C.C.'s early tapes.
Yeah, there you go. Hear one of the C.C. tapes.
It says on there, with C.C. on there. I got the whole tape, but it has a cover on it, too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, those are great memories. And, but what a joyful time. Looks like Sarah must be busy with Mom and everything, but it was glad to have Sarah on there. I'm glad you brought her. And we're going to be having this, it's actually on a pre-tape. We're going to have this sent also to Sarah where she can hear it. And guys, I'm sorry, just a little random today, and that's just the way it is when you have special group gatherings and stuff. And my brother Jeff wanted me to be on the air, and it was an honor to have you.
Bye-bye,
it only took, yeah, it took a long time. But I will tell you, if you're going through some difficult times, especially during Thanksgiving, let me share this with you, is that I want you to know that God's got you, and he's going to hold on to you tight. If you're at a low, he can bring you up to a high. So let me close out in a prayer for you, and then I'll let you guys go and enjoy your turkey. We got a house lighting ceremony thing tonight, so here we go. Dear Heavenly Father, just pray you be with my listeners today out there. A little random today, a little nice way of doing things outside the podcast studio. So I just pray you be with them, and whatever they're going through today, may you just touch them and heal them. And if they're at a low, let them know they can come to you for a high. For we ask in your precious name. Amen. Amen. Okay, I want you all to remember the sun rises on the other side, and enjoy your day today. Bye for now.